having been there a few times as a delegate, the lobby.
Hang on a second. Well, you've kept this completely buried forever.
Well, only ever as an underage delegate.
So, well, what does an underage delegate mean?
Someone that's not 60.
Yeah, exactly.
OTB AM. Live. Weekday mornings from 7:30 on the OTB Sports app.
OTB AM. With Gillette. Put your best face forward with our new and improved razors.
All right, Dublin GAA have launched their new alternate kit. Dublin team's going to wear it in 2022. The Dublin GAA jersey available to purchase from today at Intersport Elveries and at O'Neill's.com. And I'm delighted to say, as part of the launch, Brian Howard is doing the rounds. Good morning to you, Brian.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
It's a nice bit of kit. Does this when these new launches come out, is it something that gets the juices going with the players?
Look, it's not something we pay too much attention to in terms of when we go out and we wear whatever. But yeah, this jersey, it's actually, I like it. It's something different, something out there. So yeah, looking forward to wearing it.
It's Argentina, isn't it? That was the
Yeah, that's naturally going to be my favourite, I think. But it's actually nice.
Yeah, well, the winds of change are coming in potentially in the GAA, so maybe like a soccer jersey is just the next natural step. Yeah. So it's not lighting up the WhatsApp group. It's not the sort of thing that tends to, we got to win in this bit of kit type thing going from the players.
Haven't been on my phone. Maybe Noel Scully might have threw in a few pictures, but no, I haven't seen it yet. I might have rocked later on.
Is he the man? He's the go-to man on the fashion side?
He's the fashion icon. I'd like to think so.
What's the... Were you playing a bit with Rahini? Obviously out now, but...
We actually had a good run this year. We beat Whitehall. We lost very convincingly to Ballyboden, but we replayed that and we lost with 15 points the first day and turned it around. We got the draw there. In the second game, and then unfortunately we got pipped by the Finn at the end, but so we didn't go through. But season's over, unfortunately, for another year with Rahini.
Was it the way that the season wrapped up? You from a Dublin point of view was something you're not used to, obviously. But was it extra motivation on the club side, or extra time to prepare for it, or did it any impact at all on that front?
No, you still get the same excitement going back to play Rahini. It's something that is a great opportunity, and you're yourself excited on Dublin for so many months of the year that when you go back to Rahini, it is extremely enjoyable, like being back with your mates and lads from around the area that you've grown up with and played football since I was 5 years of age. So it's good to get back to the club, play with the club, and especially when you're winning games, it's nice to go back and do something and make the club proud.
When you've that first game in the round robin for Rahini, is the Mayo game in the back of your head like, I need to knock this out of my system, or is it just that's gone, done?
It was actually thankfully a good distraction away from all the inter-county football. And when you go back to club, regardless of if you're an All-Ireland winning medal the year previous or you've lost, it's something that is out of your mind. You go out and you're back to your roots and where it all began with your club. So playing with the club, it's always just club first when you're representing Rahini.
Did you watch the Mayo game back?
I haven't yet. I haven't, like, naturally you're going to see bits. I haven't sat down and fully watched to the final whistle, but it is something that I plan on doing because it's so fresh in my head. Like, you replay it every day, the mistakes you made personally and what if I'd done this and what would have happened. So look, at this time of the year, it is sort of reflection, and you get to reflect on the season, because no doubts about it, there was a lot of positives last year, and naturally people are going to just be like, oh, you lost, it wasn't a great year, and like, you still are. We're still going to take away. We've built on stuff. We're still progressing, learning, new management coming in. And look, people are going to say, as I said, Dublin, are they in a transition period, or are they falling away? But no, we're hungry as ever to get back. And when we get called upon from from management in early January will hit the ground running and be motivated to go on and try put on the best performance for the year ahead.
When you say there, like you're picking through every day with the sort of mistakes you made, are you like that anyway as a player, that you review the game in your head afterwards for good or for bad?
Yeah, look, my parents know and my girlfriend know more than anyone, but you could do kick 10 points and play amazing and from a spectator's point of view, or he was man of the match or he was brilliant, but then you make one or two mistakes and that's how over the years I've been able to develop, and it's just like you take for granted the stuff like the catching and the kicking that you should be doing, and if you kick a good pass, that's sort of it's what you expect. That's what I expect of myself, making that pass, and when something doesn't go to plan or you over kick a shot or the shot goes wide, you're like, okay, how do I rectify that, and next time how does that not happen? And but it is something like that game does will go through your head. But then again, but once you get back as a group, it's on to the next task, and that will be forgotten about, because if you get bogged down, it's like you win All Ireland, and if you go into next year, be like, oh, I'm an All Ireland champion. Like in the past, that's never been a thing. Like once we go back, after that All Ireland, it's a new one begins, and we're at the start of a new season where teams are hunting us down, and now start of this season, we're going to be trying to hunt down Tyrone, and all the other teams are going to be wanting the same bit of tin as ourselves. But you'll get bogged down, you'll learn from it, and we'll move on and really get hit the ground running now in January.
It was such a weird game in so many ways, wasn't it? Like you were so far ahead, even at half time, you were thinking, oh, here we go again. And then the third quarter sort of took the air out of you, and then you had the Henley Philly moment at the end, and obviously into extra time and all that stuff. It's like, geez, in terms of trying to analyse the game, I really don't know where you begin. But what did strike me was that we've seen that game with Dublin 100 times before, but there was always some sort of a way that you managed to get over the line. What are your own, like, in an overall sense? People are talking about everybody's saying, right, Dublin have come back to the pack a bit, or maybe some, you know, the likes of Mayo or Tyrone have stepped up a little bit. Do you go with that bit, that the gap has tightened up now?
Look, it was that game. Everybody's going to be referencing it for years down the line. And like, if you look at the first two quarters in that game, we were extremely good. We went about our business as usual. And the second half was just uncharacteristic of ourselves. It's something that we haven't seen. We've had all the answers in the past, but you look at Mayo and like some games that we've had with them, and it goes right down to the wire. It's the kick of a ball either way. And in the past, we've been fortunate enough to come out on the right side. But that day, it was just Mayo's day, and they're the better team on the day. And credit to them. They're serious competitors and keep coming back year after year when people were saying, oh, is this them done? But now, and no doubt now, unfortunately, obviously, they'd be bitterly disappointed about not getting the result and winning the All-Ireland this year, but they'll be back again stronger than ever as they have in the past. So, yeah, it's like all the other teams, everybody's coming more competitive, and like ourselves, people mightn't think we're getting better and better, but that's just for ourselves, and when we're in the dressing room, we can just see ourselves progressing, and the standard of football just around the country is extremely high at the moment, and you look at all teams in Leinster and other provinces that are going to be knocking on the door and fancy themselves every year, and going into next year, there's no foregone conclusion that there'll be certain teams there, because as you know, anything can happen and there can be upsets. So look, yeah, it's just exciting now, and whatever's happened in the past last couple of months, once you get back as a group and get back training, we'd be strictly at the job in hand, and we won't be looking at anything or reflecting too much on what happened in the past. It's just sort of just learning and pushing on and making sure that we make ourselves in the best manner that we can going into next year.
Some of that in terms of the quality of the teams might be dependent on the Congress this weekend, and I'll come back to that now in a second. Just two quick ones on the final. I know I'm sure you're sick to the teeth thinking about it and talking about it, but the from your own personal point of view, when all you know is winning, from a Dublin point of view, what do you do personally when you've lost? Was it how much of a different experience for you was it, or like even in a group sense, or yeah, what was your experience of coming out a very different experience at the end of it?
Yeah, like I'm not gonna lie, it was strange, and everything I've known, obviously when you could play championship games and it mightn't be a good performance in the dress rooms, you'd be down, even if you got the win, it wasn't, you might have performed well, or the team might have performed well, but thankfully you got over the line. But that day, yeah, it was something that was surreal. It was something that I wouldn't like to experience again. And all good things in life has come to an end, and unfortunately that was the day, and the dress room, it was a eerie place. It was something that you could hear a pin drop, and but yeah, it's just one of those things that the dress room, after as players, we know we let ourselves down that day. But look, nobody goes out to play bad. Nobody goes out to intentionally lose a game. So look, we build it, pick ourselves up, and go again.
Does somebody break the silence when it's like that? Is one of any of the senior players or Desi, or what happens?
Look, people have likes of the senior lads. They are very helpful. Two young lads that are. Everybody was greatly disappointed, but the other lads have unfortunately experienced that a defeat in championship, Donegal, and it's surreal for them as well. It's not a known environment, thankfully, and we've been fortunate, and you value what you had, and that's why it was so disappointing and hard to watch Tyrone and Mayo in that final. Although they both deserved it, I was envying them, because I knew excitement and everything that was surrounding. It's not the occasion, the build up, the hype around it, and then the couple of days and the couple of months after, it's special, not just for yourselves, but for clubs, for families, for friends. It's a huge honour, and that was a bit that was eating away at me. Like, but look, it's next year's new year, and anything can happen, as I said. So we're well aware of where you need to be next year.
Where did you watch it, the final?
I was with the lads. We had a game the next day, and I just went. So it actually was them, Harry Burns. We had a game the next day. So just sitting there, just watching it with a pint of Ribena, and just watching the game. And once the final whistle, I was bed into it from minute one to didn't watch any of the pre-game, but. And then straight after the final whistle, it went off, and I turned back around. But now, as I said, it was tough to watch. But then credit to both of them, it was an amazing game, and Tyrone were the winners that day.
Do you find yourself like kicking the ball, or like making? Yeah, I just want to be out there. Just put me out there.
You're gonna be a critic, and you're like, oh, why did you do that? Or gee, that point, you're just like, what would you have done in that situation? But yeah, look, it was tough to watch, but. Yeah, credit to them.
That's interesting that you find yourself in the same place as all the rest of us schmucks when we're watching it going, oh, how could he have done that? Why did he do that?
Yeah. But next be a critic when you're sitting back and watching and being like, oh, how did he miss that or something? But I've had the opportunity to be in there, and it's not some people might make it look easy, but when you're out there, it's not easy at all. There's a lot of other things and the occasion, but yeah, look, it's something that I hopefully won't want to see again.
Are you paying much attention to the big vote on Saturday?
Look, to be honest, that's just gonna be talked about. But for me, it's just something that I don't know the ins and outs, and I let those experts do what they do. But for me, it's just the more competitive games, the better, and the more games in general. That's whether. Regardless of what time of the year, more games. I think from a supporter's perspective, that's extremely important. They want to see games. They want to travel down the country. They want those away games. Like, and people are saying, "Oh, should it be changed or something?" That's in my opinion, I don't have an opinion on it. But Super 8, there was talks about it, and is this going to work? And for me, I really enjoyed playing Super 8. I thought it was amazing going down the country, got to play a Super 8 game in Oma, just stuff like that. And those days are extremely special, and you remember those days. So look, whatever comes, it's going to be, they're making it for the right decisions. But look, for me, the more games, anytime I get to represent Dublin and throw on a jersey, it's a huge honour, and for clubs, for everything. And the more games, the more opportunity players will get to represent Dublin. So yeah, I think Proposal B seems to be the one that I would be favouring at the moment.
Yeah, Declan Darcy was on the show during the week, and he was talking about that exact thing about, like, the players never wanted to be stuck in Croke Park. That's, I'm misrepresenting his, stuck is definitely not the word, but that he was saying that they were more than happy to get out and about and experience what it was like about the country. And the other point being that nobody really enjoys the £20 trimmings that are handed out to some of the counties, that ultimately everybody accepts that that's not for the good of them and not for the good of the game. And I've just wondered from a player's point of view, that's something that obviously crops up quite a bit, even in terms of, you mentioned Leinster earlier on, Proposal B does seem to do away with a lot of that stuff. And I think that's why a lot of people seem to be backing it.
Yeah. And I think it's just, it comes back to more games and teams might be out early summer. But yeah, look, to be honest, I haven't looked into it too much. I haven't looked at the internet. Yeah. But yeah, look, the people will have their opinions regardless of what one, and people want to bring in some A or B. But at the end of the day, whichever's brought in will myself, you just go out. Dublin is going to be at the forefront of our minds, whether it's in early January or whenever it may be, that would be at the forefront of my mind anyway.
Yeah, well, look, we look forward to seeing that Argentina jersey out and about around the grounds, I'm sure, over the next few months. It's an absolute cracker, and you've been very good with your time. Best of luck for 2022. Brian, thanks a lot.
Thanks, man. Thanks for having me on.